many. Living in the projects, didn't own a penny. Met her at a school dance, so I took a chance. Walked into the parking lot for a little romance. Got into my car, put the key in the ignition, turned on the slow jams. I was on a mission, I was catching wild things like the chicken pox. I was jigging, knocking boots right down in the socks. She was freaky and wild, oh man, could I call it? But when I dropped her off, she had stole my wallet. I couldn't quite believe it, wow, what a hoochie-coochie. But that was my first experience with Minnie the Moocha. Minnie the Moocha was a legend on the block I'm from. A dream girl to many brothers, but true to none. Her reputation was enormous, a real go-getter. And once a brother met her, he wanted to get with her. Maybe it was a smile, her personality, or the way she shook her shimmy, or the clothes she wore. But whatever it was, Minnie the Moocha was an expert, real heartbreaker, but never get hurt. She had this boyfriend, his name was Diamond, helping Minnie out with a little social climbing. Met with politicians, priests and many others. Suddenly and instantly they became her lovers. She took the power that they possessed, and Minnie did it all without getting undressed. Minnie Dizzy Diamond said that he could not live with her, but he wanted payment for the things he did for her. He grabbed a gun sitting on the nightstand. Minnie held the bullets for the pistol in her right hand. She was a legend to everyone who knew her. That is my memory of Minnie the Moocha. Boyfriend, a gambler, addicted to poker, an alcoholic, a bass head crack smoker. He took her to Harlem and all around Chinatown. He bought some bass, a pipe, a tape for hard rap sounds. He was an addict, tired of the static and poverty, sick of the same ghetto misery. See, Manny was a young kid looking for excitement. Smokey was a hoodlum heading for indictment. Then one day, their relationship stopped when Smokey was killed by the NYC cops. Manny was hurt, lost without a clue. To her, there was no chance of getting somebody new. So she walked home sadly, as bad as it seemed. She cried herself to sleep to find the man of her dream. She had dreams and schemes about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that this girl was much needing. A plush house made of gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel. Now you might think this is a lot of stuff, but to many this was not enough. He bought a stable full of thoroughbred racehorses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had a fortune in nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted it a million times. She had bank, yeah, now Minnie was clocking. Had every sucker in the neighborhood jocking. She would walk by, try it all the wink of eyes, then she dissed with zero replies.